not woke. Make that clear. Awake, not woke.
Hello and welcome, initiates, to another episode of the Awake Not Woke podcast. My name is Sarah, and this is episode 49. We are talking about social engineers and social engineering. This is a topic and a particular group of people that we have mentioned several times throughout this podcast, and we thought it was about time we broke it down explicitly and talked about this really important topic. Social engineering is like a sociology topic, but the social engineers that we're referring to are very specific people. You know who I'm talking about. So let's get into the episode 49 of the Awake Not Woke podcast on social engineers with your hosts, myself and Chess. Enjoy.
Hey, welcome back to Awake Not Woke podcast. This is Chas and Sarah.
Hello.
Today's episode is going to be on the topic of social engineers. So it's kind of a term that we've used intermittently throughout a lot of the episodes. If you've listened to everything up until now, you probably know what we're referring to, but we're going to have a little bit more of a in-depth conversation about the topic and everything that's entailed with it.
Yeah, totally. This is definitely, I would say this is more of a conspiracy topic
for sure
than a spirituality topic, but it involves spirituality in pretty much all its aspects, I would dare say, because the social engineers that we are referring to whenever we talk about this stuff are a very specific group of people that I'm not going to try and claim I know the names of, but I do believe there are a group of people that are the ruling class, so to speak, who are making maneuvers on the general population. But before we get too deep into like technically and what it all is, let's just talk about what social engineering means, because social engineering is actually a sociology topic. It's just a simple topic or a simple name for something that you can accomplish. So the main thing that social engineering is the psychological manipulation of people into performing actions. And then specifically in the context of like info security, information security, cybersecurity, social engineering is getting people to divulge secrets, passwords, stuff like that. So social engineering is simply engineering social situations. But something that I thought was really interesting when I looked up social engineering is the first definition that popped up. The one I just read was like the second one, but the very first blurb at the top of Google said that the social engineering is the use of centralized planning in an attempt to manage social change and regulate the future development and behavior of a society.
Zoinks.
Yeah, that was the very first definition that popped up. And that is exactly what the ruling elite class is doing, is they are planning to manage social change to influence us as a population to reap their benefits.
Yeah. And it's fueled by energy, because everything is energy anyway, as we've said a million times. But this is why it matters in reference to spirituality as well, because this ruling class are people in this matrix, or so we believe, but it's also a ruling energy as well. Yeah. It's not just the meat suits that are doing the work.
Totally. No, definitely. And I have some notes on that a little farther in my notes, but I was doing even more research into just the technicalities of what like social engineering is. And I found the Wikipedia page, and on the Wikipedia page, it got even more ridiculous in how they were defining this, because that definition I read about centralized planning to manage social development, right off the bat, that's pretty like, oh shit, that is exactly what all the conspiracy theorists are saying that the social engineers are doing, and they're admitting it. The Wikipedia page goes as far to say this, and this is pretty much a direct quote again. Social engineering is a top-down effort to influence particular attitudes and social behaviors on a large scale, most often undertaken by governments, but also carried out by media, academia, or private groups, in order to produce desired characteristics in a target population. So it's pretty blatant to me. And it goes on. I think I have another quote. Yeah, I have another quote from that Wikipedia page in a minute, but let's just talk about that quote for a second, because they admit that it's most often taken by governments, but also media, academia, and private groups, which is covers all the categories.
Right.
The conspiracy theorists say that these social engineers are infiltrating, and they're doing it to produce desired characteristics in the target population. The target population is generally, I mean, for us, it's the United States population.
Right.
And the desired characteristics, what would the desired characteristics of a ruling elite class of people want in a population that they want control over? They would want fear. They would want complacency. They would want overly trusting of authority people. They would want people that are low skilled, so they are more likely to have to do laborious jobs and work for these working elite class. And they want uneducated people. They want people confused about gender and spirituality and natural laws. Like, these are all things that we have seen being slowly employed in our society to convince the general population of certain characteristics.
Yeah, they would want submissive people, people that don't use their God-given right to think freely and trust their own intuition. I mean, intuition would be thrown out the window entirely. Spirituality would be thrown out the window entirely.
And if you look at our society, that's exactly how it is. Like in school, you always hear people say, why don't they teach me about taxes in school? Why don't they teach me how to start a small business in school? Why don't they teach me about religion and spirituality? Why is religion completely banned from schools? And I'm not saying like you should push a religion on people, but there should be taught about mysteries and about spirituality and about research that's gone into philosophy and energetic bodies and meditation. Like, these are things that should be taught in school to actually create a population of sovereign, self-sustaining individuals. But they don't want a population of sovereign, self-sustaining individuals. They want a population of people that are easy to control and produce profit for them. And that is exactly what we see in this society. And everything leads back to that. Like, every single thing leads back to changes being slowly employed over the last 100, 200 years or so to get us to where we are today in the political beliefs and political climate that we are in today.
Yeah. And really everything is for this purpose. You can look at our food. You can look at the water.
Yep, exactly.
You can look at the education system. Like you were saying, everything has evolved intentionally to get the society to a place where they just submit and they don't ask questions, and your rights or your freedoms or your thoughts even aren't your own. I mean, 1984 talks about even the Ministry of Truth, where they could even know when you're thinking a certain thing.
Yeah, Black Mirror shit.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's the social engineers are people who are purposely manipulating the general population for their own means. And if you want proof of this, just walk through all these different topics that we're talking about and that we've talked about in this whole podcast. For example, the health and what you said about food. If you track that backward and look at the evolution of our food system and our food supply chain and everything, we were more of a less centralized of a food system a couple hundred years ago. Everybody had to grow food. You weren't just like getting bananas from the other side of the world and just buying them from the grocery store. That's not how it worked. And the only reason it works like that now is because there was an industrial revolution of the food system. Monocrop agriculture was introduced to our farmers, and they were promised to make a lot more money because they were going to be producing a lot more, feeding a lot more people, ending hunger all around the world. But that really just destroyed our land, destroyed the nutrient density of our food. And I believe this was all done intentionally, because if there's less nutrients in our food, we are less healthy. If we are less healthy, we need more medical attention. And if we need more medical attention, that's more opportunity to put us on more drugs. These drugs make us further unhealthy, but keep us just barely alive. So we keep paying for more drugs. We need more drugs because of the drugs that we're on. And then the food that we're eating that is supposed to be the medicine for us is completely devoid of nutrients. And in most cases these days, isn't even fucking food. Like Cheetos. Just, like,
gross.
I know. And I hate hearing like political conversations on the internet and stuff where someone's stealing food and all the comments is like, if you see someone stealing food, no, you didn't. And while I believe that no one should go hungry, especially when grocery stores just throw away food like there's no tomorrow, but if you're stealing like chips and Cheetos and stuff, I think you need more of an education on what food is and how to actually sustain yourself, because this is not food. White bread is not food. We are literally being fed fillers and poison. It is. We are factory farmed animals, because the social engineers of the animal's life is the farmer. That farmer is social engineering that animal to be compliant, to be less aggressive, so they can deal with that animal and that bull or that cow or whatever. They're raising them to be fatter and to be more desirable for milk or for meat or whatever that is. And then they keep them in a cage their whole life, and that animal has no idea that it was literally made to be roaming free in a pasture somewhere filled with nutrient dense grass and bugs and different biodiversity and all this stuff. That's how you should be living. But we aren't. So we have to ask ourselves, why aren't we living like that? It's because there's a farmer keeping us in a cage. And once you realize there's a farmer keeping you in a cage, it's a lot harder for the farmer to keep you in that cage.
Yeah. And I think it all really does come back to education or awareness, because even taking the example of food, the people that are stealing the crap food, the processed shit that is not good for our bodies by any means, likely they don't know that. So part of this lack of education and lack of awareness comes back to not only our education system, but even the nuclear family, because
totally,
the parents don't know, and then their parents don't know. And if you trace it back, at some point they did know, but that just got phased out over time. And the degradation of the family plays a huge role in this, because
absolutely,
if the parents aren't home to educate their children, there is no education for the child. But not only that, the parents aren't home. So then that marriage begins to degrade. It's a really vicious cycle that is intentional, and it's fueled by the desire to control.
And the social engineers purposely did all that too with the nuclear family and everything. Recently, my boyfriend and I were talking, and he is not as eloquent with words as I am. And he started going off on a rant about how this all started with women's rights. And I'm like, I wouldn't say it like that, but it kind of did, because the women's rights campaigns, although don't get me wrong, I'm not fucking saying women shouldn't have fucking rights. Like,
yeah, we're not an idiot.
Oh my God. No, that pisses me off that you would ever even think that's a thing. No, women should have equal goddamn rights, whatever that even actually means. But the point of genders and gender equality isn't so women can go work a 9-to-5 corporate job and men can stay at home and raise children.
Agreed.
That's not how biology works. Biologically, women are more nurturing and more able to raise children, and men are more able to be the workhorse and go labor in the field or in the corporate job, whatever it may be. But when women started being encouraged to go and get that career and do that manly stuff, and you can be equal with men, you should be paid equal to men, you should be doing all the same stuff, that is when all the food stuff started happening. It all pretty much happened after World War II. You can trace a lot of this stuff back. And I believe that is when these social engineering campaigns were launched, or were at least kicked up into high gear, because all of it And it literally seeps into absolutely everything.
It's like insane.
Marketing campaigns, movies and TV shows. Like, it's in absolutely everything. And so there is certainly a group of people who are disseminating this information on purpose. And I'm going to read the rest of this Wikipedia quote that I have, because it's right there. It's fucking right there. It's right there in front of you. So in that same Wikipedia article I was reading before, under the cases category, like cases of social engineering,
yeah,
it said, radical social engineering campaigns can occur in countries with authoritarian governments, while non-authoritarian regimes tend to rely on more sustained social engineering campaigns that foster more gradual but ultimately far-reaching change. Governments also influence behavior more subtly through incentives and disincentives built into economic policy and tax policy, and have done so for centuries. And it said that. It said, and have done so for centuries.
Like, they have just, to tell us.
Like, it was just, exactly. They have to tell us. But that's what I mean, where I can totally understand if you are going from like liberal NPC, which like I've been there, man. I get it. If you're going from liberal NPC to maybe someone is controlling the media and all this stuff, like taking that step into questioning what you know is really difficult, especially because all this stuff is very skillfully seeped into everything. If they can't get you through Fox News or through CNN, they're going to get you through movie and TV shows. They're going to get you through the radio. They're going to get through advertisements. They're going to get you through women's rights or LGBT rights or whatever niche that you find yourself in. There's a chance that the social engineers have their hands in the media or whatever you may be consuming on a regular basis, mostly media, especially these days. But it's everywhere.
It's everywhere. And one thing that you had mentioned, and I know that you would agree with this, which is why I'm going to say it, whether you're going from, like you said, liberal NPC or even far right NPC.
Republican NPC.
I mean,
NPC,
it's on,
yeah,
it's not a partisan issue. I think that's the way to say it. It's really a matter of an awareness of what's actually going on. Mm-hmm. So it really doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're coming from, or if you're on no aisle at all. Like,
exactly.
It's not a political issue, but like kind of is a political issue.
Yeah.
But more than anything, it's an awareness issue.
Yeah.
Because when you go from that state of not knowing, or worse, knowing and then just shoving it under the rug.
That's really hard to do though.
But it's hard to come to this realization without having a lot of
awareness. Is a great word for it.
Yeah.
Because you do have to be aware. And the more you're aware, the more you realize it really is everywhere. Like absolutely everywhere. When I can't watch Netflix anymore without just being really bummed
just
at
barf.
All the predictive programming in there. Like a perfectly good show, and then they're just throwing in like climate change and gender rights and they them and Caesar or some shit. Like it's all in there. And I sound crude sometimes when I talk, but it's not about you. It's not about anybody individually. It's about the social engineers.
Yeah.
And it's about the concepts they're bastardizing, because these are natural laws. You have the right to be sovereign, to be free, to do whatever the fuck you want, to live in abundance. And they want us to live in poverty. They want us to live in fear. They want us to be uneducated about the mysteries and about occultism and about religion and about God. They don't want us to know about this shit, because if we knew about this shit, literally anything they would do wouldn't work anymore, because we'd be so in our own shit that we'd recognize it and have that awareness.
And they, like I said, it's fueled by this need or desire to control these elements or these laws. And when you try to do that, you throw off the balance, and that creates imbalance in our world, which prevents us from living in harmony. And then you get things like war or riots or a lot of other stuff that is just, it's happening every single day. It's happened. If you've taken anything from the last 2 years, you've got to have seen this by now. Like, if you haven't, I mean, I will pray for you.
Yeah. And back to like the spiritual stuff too. You might be thinking, okay, I can see how this type of programming is being put into our media. I mean, it's pretty fucking obvious in the last 2 years. Like, with COVID and everything. I don't know. If you haven't seen it at this point, or if you haven't started questioning, I mean, if you're listening to this podcast, you're questioning. Anyway, you might be thinking, I see it. I see them trying to control my thoughts and my opinions and my political beliefs, but what is that accomplishing for them? Because honestly, that's a good question. Like, on the surface, it's like, all right, so I believe that we should all just abort our babies constantly. And yeah, so what does that do? Like, what is that accomplishing for them? Or like all the other liberal evil beliefs, or even the far conservative, yeah, QAnon, crazy, whatever. What is their goal with getting us to believe those things? One division, because if you're believing that QAnon and Trump are going to come save you, and you hate all the liberals, and then the liberals are like, fuck Trump, I'm not a gender, and they're mad at that side. Like, we're just divided and we're just angry at each other. That's the first thing. But then also, where your energy, or where your attention goes, your energy flows. So if your attention is on Trump and gender and abortions and the war and COVID and all this scary stuff that the media is throwing at you, your attention's not on yourself. And yourself is the journey. You are the universe. You are made in God's image. The journey within is the journey without. Like, I've never been more sure about this in my life, except for right now. That is the most certain thing I know. So if you're focusing on all that other stuff, you're not focused on being sovereign, on being rich in true wealth, in spiritual wealth, in financial wealth, in stability, in love. Like, you're not focused on that. You're just constantly depressed. And you look at our society, everyone's depressed. We're all on antidepressants and alcoholism, and I love weed, but even weed is like,
oh yeah, there's so much dependence on it. And I'm actually glad you brought that up, because the legalization of this is, mm-hmm, don't get me wrong, I'm all for plant medicine.
Yeah.
If it heals you, do your thing. I mean, I was a previous weed smoker at one point, and I'm all for this idea of using something to help you. But I don't think I've ever actually talked about this, but I was somebody who heavily did depend on weed for a lot of different things. And I think there's a lot more people out there like me. And that substance, I feel like that is becoming a social engineered thing.
Totally.
Because it just dumbs you down. It makes you fat and lazy.
Mm-hmm.
And unless you're using it consciously.
Exactly.
I'm not going to repeat myself there. But that's something that you are seeing everywhere right now. I mean, we're in Michigan, and yeah, They're popping up all over the place.
But that is important to repeat, though, is you have to use these substances consciously. And I love weed. I still smoke weed, but I use it for enrichment, or something that's going to add to my life. When you are using any substance to numb, you are using it to subtract from your life.
Yep.
And you don't want to subtract anything from your life. You don't want to subtract the bad feelings. You don't want to subtract the hardships. You don't want to subtract the good feelings, and you don't want to subtract the triumphs that you have.
Right.
You want all the ups and you want all the downs. But if you're using anything to numb or to escape, you're missing the point. And you can do that with acid. You can do that with mushrooms. You can do that with...
You do that with cigarettes. You can do that with TV. You can do that with food. You can do it with
gambling.
Anything.
Yeah. So anything. I think that is important to reiterate, because you can be someone who smokes every day and still not, yeah, be dependent on it like that. But you can also be someone who smokes once a month and you're using it to push down all of your emotions. That's why it's not about like, oh, well, I don't smoke that much, so it's fine. Or I only drink on the weekend, so it's fine. It's all personal, baby. It's all up to you on how your life looks. And that's the whole point. Being as authentic as possible is the name of the game. And if you're doing that, you already won. So everything else is extra. And you want all that extra. You want to accomplish more things. But if you are constantly avoiding any part of your life or yourself, it's not going to work.
Right.
It's not
going to
work.
It doesn't matter what you're using as that buffer in between.
And the social engineers, their game is getting us to avoid every single part of our authentic self. Every single one. Our, mm-hmm, authentic health, our authentic spiritual nature, our authentic path in life, if whatever we were coming here meant to do. I believe I was meant to start a business. If I'm left stuck at some business or some dead end job somewhere, smoking weed every day, not doing much else with my life, I'm never going to start a business. If you think it's your purpose in life to help people, what are you doing to get there? Because if it's your purpose to be an actor, anything, literally anything, if you are being authentic about it and working towards it, you cannot lose. And the social engineers want you to lose. So they're going to keep you distracted. There's fucking monkeypox now.
I know. I think my husband said something about it the other day, and because I don't tune in anymore to that shit, I was like, what? Like, I thought it was a joke.
No, I know.
Thought it was a joke. I mean, at this point, it's laughable. And on the, what does it accomplish for them? This is still in relation to spirituality, but we've talked a lot about the conscious and subconscious mind. So your subconscious mind is your heart. And if they can program you consistently enough, that becomes your subconscious mind.
Totally.
And that becomes the treasure that's in your heart.
And you don't know where it came from. That's the scariest part.
You just wake
part.
Up one day and you're friggin' getting poked and wearing a mask and you don't know why.
Exactly. No, like literally though, because that's the sneaky part about this. And that's where, like, I never fault anybody for being NPC asleep and not understanding how to get out of that. Because when you're that deep into whatever, and I don't think I've been as deep as some people have been. Like, I always think I was a little more awake. At least I'd like to think I was a little more awake this whole time than most people. But if your subconscious has been secretly programmed for 20 plus years of your life and you had no fucking clue, how are you supposed to know? Like, it's a divine intervention that we woke up, honestly.
Oh yeah.
Because there's no reason we should have. There's no reason that anyone should have, except, I mean, we could get into like the new age and age of Aquarius and all that, and I think that's the reason why we woke up. But the social engineers know this is coming and they're doing absolutely fucking everything they can to stop us from waking up. And it's a story as old as time. I think I will get into this more in our next episode about spiritual warfare, but this, I believe, is not just a ruling elite class of people. I do think the social engineers, probably human, maybe a fucking alien or something, I don't know, but there's a group of beings that are making decisions in the physical earth, real world that we live in, to make us asleep, make us dumb, make us unhealthy, all that. Social engineers believe right. That's happening. But again, we'll get into this more in detail in the next episode. But I think the social engineers are acting out an energy that is deeper than anything else we understand. And we are acting out the light energy that we can understand. And I don't want to go into too much of that because that really is getting into spiritual warfare and my thoughts on that. But I think it's important to understand that although the social engineers are probably people or beings of some sort, it's still a lot bigger than this. It's not mm-hmm. just like another question that I think you could have as an NPC or a sleep person would be, why would anybody want to do this? And the basic question is, well, control. But why would anybody want that much control? You already have billions and billions of fucking dollars. You already have like all the major corporations. You could blow anybody up at any given point in time and just end the entire world. What more control do you want? And that's where I think it's a lot deeper than that. It's yep. not just people. It's something that I can't explain.
Well, that's why I've said it before in other episodes. This all comes back to spiritual warfare. And during my real true awakening period, that was the conclusion that I came from the get. I grew up understanding heaven and eternity and all of these things. And while I was viewing it from a different lens at that time, we're spiritual beings. And yes, our meat suits die, but our energy, it can't be created or destroyed.
Mm-mm.
So this lives on. And this is where the conversation of eternity comes in. And everybody knows the Christian standpoint of it. But I think it's going to be really interesting to talk about the concept of eternity in reference to somebody who is very much spiritual, but doesn't necessarily identify to a very strict, mm-hmm. conformed standard. But yes, control, but they know this. This is where what I mentioned earlier, it's meat suit people, no doubt. I mean, you have to be doing pretty much all of this.
Unless space is real and there's meat suit aliens, but I'm still not even convinced on that.
Who the fuck knows? But either way, this energy, this force that is driving this is being worshipped and manipulated with these social engineers. I mean, they're using this concept and this ability to further their agenda, and their eternity looks a lot different than what our eternity looks like. The thing that they're not counting on, or they're trying to avoid, but what they're not counting on, in my opinion, is the uprising of the people.
I think they're counting on it, and that's why they've put so much effort in the last 100 years.
I don't think they're counting on the victory, though. I think they're genuinely convinced
totally
that they're gonna win, but that's just not how.
But that's also the story that's as old as time. Darkness always thinks it's gonna win, and this is again still a little more spiritual warfare, which these two episodes I knew were going to be like very much in tandem with each other, but they genuinely think they're gonna win.
Yeah.
And I think the social engineering, or at least the plan to do this, has existed since fucking Jesus, and specifically since Jesus, because I'm reading the Secret Teachings of All Ages by Manly P. Hall. It's quite a doozy, but it's a fucking fantastic book. If you are interested in occultism and you'd like a good lowdown of the last, like, I don't know, 8,000 years or so, like just in a quick 700 pages. But something that I've realized reading this book is that, I mean, obviously civilizations have existed for a very long time, much longer than we even know them to exist. And without even getting into Tartaria and how history might not be even close to how we expect it to be, people have been around for a long time. And philosophy and religion and spirituality and the symbolism and the mysteries and the occult have been around for a very, very long time. The ancient Greeks were talking about this stuff. So they knew that every 2000 years, there was a shift in a paradigm, a new way of looking at the world. Right now, we are in the age of Pisces. That's the fish. That's why Jesus has the symbol of the fish and all that stuff.
Ichthus.
Yep. We are moving into the age of Aquarius. And this age in particular is supposed to be a very prosperous time for people. And we are supposed to be moving into a better way of living our life. And the social engineers knew this was coming. They've known it was coming for 2000 years. I mean, I'm sure you could look into like propaganda from thousands of years ago and find influences of them, but it makes sense that these energies are being deployed approximately 100 years before the shift into the new age. And it's important to point out that astrologers do not know for certain exactly how many years until the age like switches over into the new one. I don't think it's going to be like a January 1st, 2024. It's the age of Aquarius starts, but it's more of a gradual thing. But on top of that, they still don't know exactly when it happened. Approximately 2022 years ago was when Jesus was alive, as far as we know. And approximately every 2000 to 2060 or so years, the age switches over. So the social engineers employed all of this stuff right after World War II, which World War II was probably also part of this. I mean, we could get into IBM and the Nazis and how they're all in fucking NASA. And I mean, IBM still exists. Like, that's a conspiracy rabbit hole that everyone should go down, but that's not for this conversation. But the point is, the social engineers aren't doing anything on accident. They started this all 100 years ago on purpose. They ramped stuff up in 2020 on purpose. If you think about it, if we're talking 2060 years from zero, from when Jesus was alive, we're all still going to be alive for that. So if they're thinking like, it'll be approximately 2060 when...
Yeah, that's like 40 years away.
Yeah. And so it makes sense that they wanted to get a head start on things. They slowly started adding more predictive programming back in the early 1900s. And No Agenda, the podcast, they're actually doing a really great breakdown recently about how the last few years is almost identical to stuff that was happening in the 70s. So they're like reusing the same old playbooks just to keep pushing people farther into stupidity and ignorance. Right. Because the farther down we are, they think that we're not going to uprise when the time comes, but they're wrong.
Super wrong.
Super fucking wrong. Yeah. Yeah. And I can't express enough how important it is that if you're out there listening to this right now and you've been on your own hero's journey and you are thinking about this and thinking, well, shit, I know about the social engineers. I know they're trying to program me now. So what do I do about it? And I say, do what you need to do, you know, to just be as authentic as possible. Fucking quit your job. Fucking start a business. Start fucking switch jobs. Do whatever. I mean, a lot of my life is revolving around career right now, so that's where my brain is, but do whatever you gotta do.
Yeah, I would encourage you to explore the faculties and freedoms that you were given just by simply being here. When you took your first breath, you were given this gift. I would really encourage you to explore that and use it in the way that is most authentic and makes sense for you. And don't worry about what anybody else thinks, because that literally doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all.
It doesn't matter. It not only does it not matter, but most people out there are still NPCs. So they're probably,
they don't fucking care.
They don't care, and they probably won't even notice or remember anyway. And like, I say that and it always sounds so harsh, and I do want to help people. I'm not just like trying to fucking push everybody down with the social engineers. That's not my goal. But at the same time, I don't think it's going to be a large portion of the population that is doing the uprising and moving into this new age. In general, the mysteries and the sacred knowledge has never been for the public. And I don't think it's information that should be kept secret anymore, but it's also not information that everybody is going to fully grasp. And what I want to see is a evolution into a new age where we can still have capitalism. We can still have a general population that doesn't need to be super awake spiritually and super in connection with source and all that, but they're being guided by light instead of by this darkness, because right now we're all being shepherded by the darkness and pushed right into a big fiery pit of confusion. And I don't believe in hell as a real place. I believe that hell is the never remembering, the incarnating over and over into the earthly realm and never fucking remembering that you are infinite light that exists in so much higher of a dimension than this, and just constantly thinking you're lesser than that.
Yeah, I really love the way that you put that, and it reminded me of something I heard in relation to heaven and hell. I know this isn't a heaven and hell episode, but growing up, they always talked about how when you were in hell, you would be able to see heaven. You would be able to see everything that's going on.
Totally.
But you just wouldn't be able to grasp it. You wouldn't be able to get there.
Wow.
And if you are constantly in this incarnation loop, I mean, you're seeing everything, but you're not grasping it. Heaven is literally right in front of you.
Yeah. And I think that in any point in time, there's probably going to be a general population of more asleep people, because... And I know video games aren't your thing, but it's my favorite metaphor. I believe that we're in a video game, and I believe when you hit the start button is when you're born. And part of the rules of the game is you forget you're playing the game. And there's going to be a lot more new players, so to speak, in this game in general, just because it's infinity. God is infinite. So there's always going to be new souls incarnating that haven't been through a lot of incarnations or whatever you want to call it, that are going to take a few incarnations to figure stuff out. There's always going to be that, because that's the whole point, is just keep playing until you figure it out.
Right.
But the goal of the game is to remember that you're playing the game. So if you're stuck in an incarnation loop, at some point in this incarnation loop, you're going to remember and you're going to remember you're playing the game. And maybe that's right before you die. And then you don't accomplish anything and you incarnate again. You have to try again. So you forget again. And then you remember a little sooner this time and a little sooner this time. And so in general, it's going to be a lot smaller of a percentage of people who wake up in their 20s like us and who feel like, damn, I've been through a lot of incarnations. Like, I could probably help some people wake up. Like, I can do my authentic self and live my authentic life, which is how you wake other people up. You're never going to, it's never going to work just telling people this information. They got to see you living it. So I want to live in a life where those people who haven't woken up yet are being led by those who have. And that's how society used to fucking be. We never used to live to as old as we did, but the people who did live to as old as they did were held up as sages because they had that wisdom of they probably already woke up and they're going to be able to guide us more wisely than some young kid who just incarnated and hasn't woken up yet. So it's not about age, but it's about the true understanding. And the social engineers do not want you to understand that. They want you to be guided by darkness and by ignorance, because then you can just be guided anywhere. You can do whatever they want. You can work in their stupid businesses and make them billions of dollars every day while you're just hating your life and trying to figure out how to get off antidepressants.
Yeah. And the last thing that they want is for you to know yourself in the way that is available to you. I mean, it's the percentage of the less population, like you were talking about. I think another portion of that is this is something that's to be studied, and it takes consistency and it takes effort. And if people are constantly distracted with the rat race, yep, that consistency isn't going to be there to seek that knowledge that is within or study these books that are able to unlock portions of your subconscious, conscious mind, even your psyche, your spirit, that remind you of these rules of the game. So it's, yep, yeah, I mean, the last thing that they want is for you to be doing what we're doing.
Exactly. But that is exactly what you should be doing. And I also think it's important to point out that, like I said at the beginning of this, social engineering as like a concept is a sociology term, and it is something that you can practice psychologically. Like, it's not just these elite ruling class. That's 99.9% what we are referring to when we say social engineers is this elite ruling class.
Right.
But I was really interested when I heard, I think from Know Thyself originally, I heard this mm-hmm. term, because I followed a subreddit on Reddit called Our Social Engineering, like when I was in high school. And it does kind of link back to like Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence yeah. People, and how to manipulate social interactions. So I do think it's important to point out to that aspect of it, because I don't see anything necessarily, quote, wrong with that type of social engineering. Obviously, you don't want to be a dick and like manipulating everyone around you.
Right.
But like, I use social engineering on a regular basis. Like, I work at a grocery store, and I will ask questions a certain way to get a certain answer out of customers. And like 75% of the time, I can get them to answer the answer I want just based on how I phrase the question.
Yeah. I mean, there's a difference between abusive manipulation and power hungry sort of use of this concept and using it to enhance your life in a way.
Totally.
Harm or none, like, do what you will.
Yeah. Like, salespeople are right. going to be very good social engineers
right.
because you are, it's, and again, there's, we have this like stigma with salespeople that they're like slimy, like car salesman type. And there definitely are some slimy ass salesmen out there. But a salesman, actually, the Bob Proctor that we love so much,
love.
He was asked in an interview, what's one word you would describe yourself as? And he said salesman, because a good salesman doesn't just sell you garbage that you don't need. They convince you to improve your life with what you're selling.
Right.
And if I can genuinely convince you that I can make you a lot of money, I can add value to your life, I can get you healthy, if I can sell that to you, and then you actually get healthy, you get add value to your life, you make lots of money, that's a worthy investment. And there's no harm in the person who convinced you or sold you on that concept. There's no harm on the salesman. It's not the salesman's fault. I mean, it is the salesman's fault for making your life better, but it wasn't like they sold you a crappy car and then it blew up on you and you just got screwed over.
Right.
That's shitty salesmanship and that's still social engineering, but that's not, that's just it, a tool being applied in a shitty way. So yeah. Social engineering as a concept is more of like this psychological thing, and I wouldn't like freak out if you find like a social engineering book or something like that. But the social engineers, and that is a great word for them, are these elite ruling class, aka the Illuminati,
the powers that be.
Yep. Illuminati, powers that be. A lot of conspiracy theorists confuse Freemasonry for the social engineers, and I don't agree with that.
No, I don't agree with that either. I think that there are evil, potentially yeah. Freemasons that
are in the Illuminati.
In that, yeah. But no, Freemasonry as a whole is not the Illuminati.
No.
I mean, if you go and join your local Freemason chapter, like,
you're not like,
that doesn't make yeah. you part of the elite.
You're just immediately part of the
you're
elite.
Just part of your small town Freemasonry yeah. and you're probably just gonna have a potluck.
No, and the Freemasons are just one of these mystery schools that survived yeah. and they're talking about all the same fucking shit. They just have their own special little set of symbolism that they use. That's again why I like the Secret Teachings of All Ages, because it gives you all of the symbolism. All of it. Literally all of it.
For like, all of the different sectors.
For all the different sectors, but just like all of it. Like they yeah. literally are breaking down like the symbolism of the pelican, the symbolism of the dove, the symbolism of this. This was used in this religion. This was used in this occult secret society. The Freemasons, the Quakers, the pagans, the ancient Greeks, the original Christians, like it, all of it. All of it's the exact same. All of it's the same shit. All of it's pretty much the sun and the planets and the universe. It's all just allegories for that same shit. And I'm pretty sure the planets are just allegories that we can see, frankly. So it's all the same shit. And the social engineers don't want you to know that shit. So it's not the Freemasons. And honestly, if you join the Freemasonry at this day and age, you're probably just going to pay a lot of money for information you could find out for free. But
you're just going to have like a brotherhood.
It's just a club. Yeah. It's yeah. like if you want like buddies to talk about like magic and shit, I guess that's cool.
Or just like business development. Like I'm yeah. pretty sure it's mostly,
especially
just
on the lower rungs,
like a self-help sort yeah. of communal group, like a brotherhood, like I said.
And the you don't even learn a lot of this good information to the higher degrees anyway. And I don't believe that the new age we're moving into is an age of secret societies. I think it's an age of, I have this information at my fingertips, and if I'm able to grasp it, it's mine.
And if you're willing to dedicate your life to grasping it, I think that's going to be the secrecy that always remains, because it does take that consistent effort into knowing it. I mean, with the Kabbalah, with tarot, the more you study it, the more it reveals itself to you. So while this information might be available in this new age, and it's not in these sort of really secret groups or sectors of religion or spirituality, it's still going to remain a secret to those that aren't willing to invest the time into doing it.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, on a small scale, social engineering isn't the end of the world. I mean, be aware of like gaslighters and stuff like that, because that's also like a form of social engineering and manipulation. But on a large scale, social engineering has been employed for probably ever, but the social engineers that you got to worry about are the ones that are controlling us now. And I guess one final point I kind of want to talk about is like, well, who are they? I said it before, I don't know, and I'm not going to pretend like I know for certain, but the names that are often thrown around are obviously like the Rockefellers, the
Rothschilds,
the Morgans,
Clintons.
Obama, Biden. Anyway,
okay, bye.
No, we're just done. We get our feed gets shut off. The power goes out. Anyway, So I mean, those are the names that get thrown around. I personally think chances are there's names above them that we don't even know about.
For sure, I think even those people that we jokingly, not jokingly mentioned, there's a chance that
they're part of it, but they're probably just puppets.
They're pawns. They might not even be aware to this mass general sort of
spiritual idea that we've been talking about this whole time. And maybe they are. Who cares? Yeah. But like, yeah.
And to blend in a little more to our next episode, this is, they know they're operating on spiritual terms here. So it's definitely fleshy people that are doing this stuff, but are the fleshy people being controlled by higher, darker entities or Moloch Baal or demons or whatever? I definitely think that's possible. Again, we'll get way more into this in the next episode on spiritual warfare. But I do think that doesn't really matter whether it's like this dark entity of supernatural being that's controlling people, or like the reptilian overlords or the grays or whatever. I don't think any of that really matters. What matters is it's happening, and it's very obvious that it's happening. Like, so it's again one of those things where like, I don't know for certain who it is or what it is or if space is real or if it's aliens or whatever, but I know for certain it's happening. It's in our media, it's in our commercials, it's in our politics, it's everywhere. That you can prove to very closely that it's true.
And it doesn't matter if it's said person being controlled by said entity. What matters is, it's like you said earlier, energy flows where attention goes. So controlling, not controlling, who gives a shit? What matters is that these social engineers know what we know. We are spiritual beings having a human experience.
Yep.
And they understand that there is power in the mind, in our heart, in our spirit to manifest whatever reality that we desire. They know this, and that's what they're doing. So whether they're controlled by or using, it doesn't matter. The point is they know the laws of this universe that we are in, and they're using it. And so should you.
And honestly, definitely. You definitely should. They definitely know it. And honestly, who would really want to accomplish what they're trying to accomplish? Like we said before, they have billions of dollars. They have all the control. I really think it's just actors acting out a larger, darker entity's energy. And it's not like a Moloch Baal is some fucking like cartoon demon that's like, mwahaha, you do this, you do that. I think it's an energy. And I think a lot about in Legend of Korra, which is the sequel to Avatar the Last Airbender. I don't think I ever actually finished the series, but there was there was a whole plot line at one point in that specific series that there was this big, like really big spirit monster that was essentially the good, like the light. And then there was a equally big and scary monster that was the darkness. And there was this whole plot line where like the darkness was about to kill the entire world and everything was never gonna be good. It was just gonna perish in darkness, whatever. Then the big light monster is fighting the dark monster, and it's like episode after episode of the trials and tribulations of the Avatar trying to assist the light side to defeat the darkness, blah, blah, blah. The darkness loses and the light prevails. And then it keeps happening. Like that, you can never fully get rid of that darkness, but it's a narrative that has happened forever. And it honestly, we already know the outcome, and the light is going to win.
Yep.
It's not a matter of if, it's just how. How are we going to get there? Yeah, how and when? Like, maybe the darkness will prevail for some time, but it's never going to be forever. It's never going to be forever. It's in every fucking story ever. Lord of the Rings, Star Wars, Harry Potter. The darkness never prevails. Maybe for a short time, it's kind of dark and scary, but it never wins. And that's what I think is ultimately being portrayed by the social engineers, is this darker entity. But we'll get more into that in the next episode. Is there anything else we didn't touch on?
I don't think so. I think we covered it.
I really liked this one. And if you are at all still questioning, just keep your eye out and you'll start to see the constant bombardment.
It's in plain sight, and once you see it, you can't unsee it.
Oh my god. So I wish I could unsee it. I wish I could just watch TV again and not be annoyed. But I also don't, so whatever. Anyway, okay, bye.
Bye.
They're like, fuck Trump. I'm not a gender.